Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets Powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shridhar Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Shankar Sharma, who is a co-founder and vice chairman at First Global. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Sharma.
Thank you for having me.
Right. Mr. Sharma, the latest PMS data suggests that one of your schemes has actually outperformed not just the benchmark indexes, but most of the other PMS players in the industry as well. And as you know, that March was a difficult month, not just for India, but for the world as well. Many global indexes actually hit their fresh 52-week low in the past period. What was your strategy to overcome the mayhem?
So, March was more like in a Hindi film sense, the movie after the interval. But actually, the movie had turned bad even before the interval, which is February. So we analyzed everything. We analyzed what was going on with the virus. We analyzed where the markets were, globally and in India. And just to give a bit of context, that this is extremely important. So globally, markets had a tremendous 2019. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a blowout year for pretty much all markets except India. India was one of the worst performing markets.
Right.
It was up only some 9-10%. But other markets, European markets, 25%, Brazil, 35%, Russia 50%, mm-hmm. US was 35%. So all markets had a great 2019. Now, when you enter a fresh year with that kind of a huge performance, behind you, you end up thinking that this year is going to repeat the same performance of last year. That's human tendency.
Yes.
All right. And we have watched the market long enough to know that typically those things don't repeat. So we were already very vigilant going into it. And we had tweeted on January 1st that financials in India were a crowded trade and everybody and his uncle were in. And, we should be extremely careful.
Right.
When the corona thing started, I just knew that, look, this is the reason why markets will tumble. Markets were anyway not looking particularly strong in India because the economy is hurting. But it needed a reason, a real good reason, and that's the reason that the corona produced. So it was pretty, when you bring it down to this, it's pretty simple. So we just sidestepped the entire, runaway train here. Because again, the whole purpose in markets is not just to make money on the upside, but as long as you can make money or save money on the downside, you have done a great service for your investors.
Well, absolutely, and rightly said. Moving on to the next question, Mr. Sharma, I wanted to put it across to you that the lockdown period has now been extended to May 3rd. What is the kind of impact, both economic as well as in the markets you foresee in the near future?
No, I think the lockdown is necessary. There is no, sort of debate on that.
Mm-hmm.
The damage out of that, has to be viewed very, very clinically, and the damage to the economy is massive. You're looking at anything between $200 billion to maybe $500 billion of lost output. And that is a cost that will ultimately come on of the government's revenues and on financials.
Right.
Those are the two areas where the maximum damage will be visible. And you have seen financials collapse because of that. And you're seeing government revenues obviously are in a terrible state. So both those two areas are bearing the brunt of this significant cost. I think it is like a depression kind of situation, not just a small slowdown or a recession anymore.
Right. And going forward, what is the view on the markets and the kind of cash levels that you're operating with, in case there's another sell-off which happens, considering the fact that we could reach, the economy could hit near zero GDP growth. What is the kind of, cash levels are you operating with?
No, so in India, we don't have any cash at all.
Okay.
So we're fully invested. We went in fully invested on April 1st because we said that, all right, 30% done. At least for some time, you won't see that level again. I'm not saying permanently, but at least for some time, we went in all. So we are all invested, but we're not invested in the relatively higher beta ends of the market.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're playing it.
That is definitely good news. In fact, most of the fund managers which we've come across, that they are keeping some cash in hand in case there's another sell-off that could probably come in. But I'm sure you're also receiving cash from your clients as well on a monthly basis.
Oh, yeah, lots of it. Lots of it.
Well, that is definitely good news. Well, on a lighter note, how are you dealing with the lockdown? I'm sure investors have no complaints about the portfolio. Some are making, probably YouTube videos while some of the fund managers are gardening. What is your stress buster?
You're asking what is my stress buster?
Yes.
So for me, working from home is very normal. I mean, I live in Dubai, and you know, from there, my office where I live is 30 kilometers away. So I go like once a week.
Okay.
So I basically work from home. For me, it's nothing new. I'm extremely used to working from home, and I love working from home because I can get a lot more done. I can work 14, 15 hours a day, which is what I'm working right now.
Right.
I work the Saturdays and I work the Sundays. So I think it's just okay for me. I think for people at large, I don't think it's a problem. I think most people like it because it saves you from commuting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think for most organizations, you can get more work out of people. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think, you know, the world will change dramatically because of work from home. It will become more mainstream and more legitimate for you to offer your employees that you want to come to office, you want to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great thing for sure.
Well, absolutely good to know, Mr. Sharma, and I'm sure, you know, your investors have nothing to complain about. You're giving good and massive returns to investors at this point in time. Well, thank you, Mr. Sharma, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. And thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.